For Alexis Will, it's pretty much about seabirds and nothing else. Since graduating from Sitka High School 10 years ago, she's been in the field from Antarctica to the Bering Sea, assisting in bird research for a variety of different projects. Now, in pursuit of her own graduate degree, she's got her own project to understand the foraging strategies of the rhinoceros auklet. The study was suggested by mentors in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service who, over the course of decades of work in the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge, had noticed a gap in their knowledge of seabird ecology. Why, when changes in the environment were putting so many species under pressure, were rhinos thriving? Will says this is an atypical wildlife study.
So instead of going at climate change or changes driven by human activity in a negative way to see, you know, oh, why is this animal declining? We can look at a successful species and say, well, why is it doing well? And then look around to see what other species might be doing well, too, if they experience similar changes.
Rhinoceros auklets range from Southern California to Japan and eat fish, from tiny anchovies to larger rockfish that inhabit the top 10 meters of the ocean's surface. There are about 2,000 nesting pairs on St. Lazaria Island in the mouth of Sitka Sound. They're ungainly birds. They struggle to become and to remain airborne. Their landings are barely controlled disasters. They don't seem like very fierce predators. In fact, Will admits that they're adorable, but they clearly have some advantage, and Will would like to find it.
Rhinoceros auklets are really neat. They have a really long nestling period, so when the chick is in the nest growing. And so this covers about 54 days, and a lot can happen in the ocean in 54 days. You know, new fish move into an area, fish move out of the area, so they kind of cover, in a season, a lot of different ocean conditions. And so by looking at how they adjust their foraging behavior over that time and the adult diet themselves, I can get kind of a handle on how hard they're having to work, potentially, to find food for themselves and their chick.
This may not seem like such an interesting problem at first, but there's something else about the rhino that makes its success unusual. Other seabirds bring food back to their young throughout the long summer day. Rhinos only return to their chick once in every 24 hours, and always at night.
So they kind of have this a different set of factors to sort of balance when they're out there, because they still need to feed for themselves, but they have, I mean, they have all day. You know how long the sun's up now. And so they have all day to go out there and find food for themselves, but then they really need to maximize that single trip they make for their chicks' food.
Will plans to capture and tag adult rhinos. She'll attach a GPS tag about half the size of a pencil eraser to their tails. This device records the bird's location, and place another tag on its leg that records water depth. She'll replace the tags every 3 to 5 days. Rhinos nest in burrows they've dug in the shallow soils of St. Lazaria, and you'll remember, they only return once a night. That's when Will finds them.
I love to pretend that I'm some sort of ninja of the night. Really, that just involves sitting still in salmonberry bushes on a wet, muddy ground. I'm catching them as they come into their burrows. So I go out there and I set my traps and I lay in wait. And I pretty much wait to hear them come in, and they're not stealthy. They, even though they're using the cover of darkness, it sounds like attack helicopters. They're crashing into tree trunks and falling through the branches, and it's kind of like being in a little bit of a war zone out there.
Other data Will plans to collect include sample feathers from the rhino chicks. They'll be tested for stress hormones that Will can correlate to the food supply. The rhinoceros auklet study is funded by the North Pacific Research Board and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's actually part of an overarching research effort on groundfish. But the ocean ecosystem is a puzzle made up of pieces, and Will's research will contribute to the picture.
We're part of the ecosystem, too, and so understanding what's going on out there is definitely a piece of what I'll be doing and what they're doing as well.
Will plans to spend the next 2 summers on St. Lazaria and the next 2 autumns crunching numbers on campus in Fairbanks. She hopes to complete her thesis and graduate with a master's degree in 2014. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.